K2HME.
YN, anyone on the road? Who's out there? K2YN standing by. Put two Yankee Novembers standing by for any call.
For VWA, mobile.
Station, this is K2YN. Good afternoon.
Sir, what a lovely day.
Perfect. I really have my butt out there setting up a new antenna. And instead, I'm here in the garage cleaning up. Over.
What you're doing, you are on your premises qualifying as a domestic engineer and making sure that the head of corporate is happy.
Hey, let me get your call. I didn't write that down. This is K2YN, and the name is John.
Yes, sir. I heard you on there many times, John. And this is Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo, and it's KN4 VWA Kilo November 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha.
That's on the list now. Very old-fashioned here. Actually use a pencil and paper. My computer is out of the shack right now, and it's hard at the setup, and it'll be back maybe later today or tomorrow. So for 24 hours I've been without the internet. I survived somehow, no problem. So anyway, it as far as logging and whatnot, I still just keep it to a rag-chew kind of level. Over.
Isn't that pleasant, though? I'm telling you, not everything has to be at the greatest, highest level of digital. There are those out there that you're not doing it at that level the way they are. They just look down on you. But you know what? Oh, well. And in the meantime, I'm going to have some fun.
I totally agree with your intentions. Yeah, have some fun. Dig into it. I'm retired and actually was shooting billiards this afternoon instead of setting up the antenna. I have a pool table. Over.
Absorbing lots of HVAC cool air. Yeah, I'm going this afternoon to release some aggressive tendencies. I'm going to the gun range with some friends, and I'm going to blow off some 44 mag.
What the hell? All right, you must be in sales. You got a good contract going. What are those things now? $1.50, $2 a round?
I don't pay like most people do. I reload my own.
You must be into it all the way. That's good, because that's a pricey round. I had a 44 mag. It's a Ruger Super Red Hawk that I sold to my brother-in-law, and he has a nice collection in a safe. Wow. I only have a few pieces here. So you're going to exercise your collection?
That's affirmative. I'm going to go make some loud noise and burn some paper, kill some paper, and a couple of friends of mine have brand spanking new weapons, and they've asked me to come along for instructional purposes.
That's good. Keep everything on the up and up and safe. Be on an umpteenth level. I got my concealed carry and did that 8-hour course, actually. It was 2 4-hour sessions. And listened, you know, to what they were saying. Mostly house protection here. And I do like skeet. Have you done that down here?
Up very last, have I done what down here?
Skeet. Shooting, say, 12 gauge.
Four. And, I've shot skeet. I got a Benelli over and under 12. I've got, also got a Mossberg MP500. Let's see, what else have I got? A couple more here and there. Matter of fact, I've even got a 10-gauge goose gun.
Okay, man. Now, I have Remington 870 with a 28-inch lightly choked barrel. That's it here. And a 12-gauge. So, we had a Buckmaster for a while. I mean, not a Buckmaster. What am I saying? I'm thinking antennas now. Bushmaster. Anyway, 223 and a few other pieces. I sold to my brother when I moved down here to South Carolina. Over.
I purchased my first firearm at the age of 22. No, actually, 19 with my first deer rifle. And I have never sold a firearm.
Quite a collection. You know, having both the interest and the financial wherewithal over a period of 50 years. You got a full safe, don't you? Or two of them.
That out over the air.
Never mind. Wasn't thinking. Goodness. That is great. That's great. You're going to put a, you know, I guess test yourself on a couple different calibers out there. Do you like long shots, like sharps or something?
About 5 or 6 years ago, I built myself a custom AR flat top. And I put a Wilson National Match Grade bull barrel on it, stainless steel, along with a adjustable weight trigger. I've got it set up at about a pound and a half. And I've got an Ertl range compensating scope on top. And right now, my driveway is about 1,600 feet from the main road. My house is about 1,600 feet from the main road. And I am zeroed at 900 feet. And at that 900 feet, I can hold a 4-inch saucer.
Excellent. It's excellent. You put your time into this and thinking and use technology to its best advantage, which is still an art form. People think they aim themselves. It's hilarious. Go ahead.
I have fun with that one. At 100 yards, I can put 20 rounds inside of a diameter of a quarter without any problem. And that thing is just fun. So anyhow, I'm a First Amendment kind of guy.
And second, yeah. Those two are very powerful. Let's say I am not avid in firearms, but I have background, so, and I've very steady actually, but I work with actually the way I think when I shoot, which is to be very, no words, you know, very clear-minded and visually oriented, and then I pull. But you're getting, you say, a dime, you know. That's, I don't care what technology you have, you know, that's steady. Whew, over.
And I am using a Harris bipod, but the back of the weapon at the buttstock is against the shoulder. So, yeah, I have to be steady, but that type of shooting, you know, you got to calculate your windage and you calculate your breathing.
Take it to that level, but I learned it in other sports, so about breathing techniques and the slow exhale quicker exhale that I use actually in billiards. I used to play in tournaments in the 70s and 80s, 8 years, 68. But I can appreciate the control without thinking anything, just letting your eyes guide your muscles, and to get that uniformity, that repeatability is excellent.
The other factors, if you really draw it down to a fine line, you've got to time your heartbeat in that also, because at a certain point, at certain ranges, with certain magnifications of scopes, if you get up above 24 power magnification on your scope, at long range, you can watch your scope bounce with your heartbeat, and that's another discipline that you got to master.
That one. That's one extra for me. So the breathing I do connect with, though. That's very nice that you can do all that. And it takes years. There are probably many years ago when you disappointed yourself occasionally, because you were striving for that kind of perfection. So I really appreciate that kind of having something in your life where you really, you take it to the final level if you can. Over.
At one point, I got to a level where, do you know what the headspace and ogive on a cartridge is?
No, you got me there.
Is the absolute lip of the cartridge where you want that cartridge to seat at the very, very beginning of the rifling. And the ogive is the depth of your projectile as it seats against the rifling after you throw the bolt down. And the other thing is run out. When you really want to get serious, you set the run out, which is that line straight through the center of the cartridge, so that if you spin that cartridge, it's like a drill bit. There is no wobble.
Tumbling bullet, right?
Well, they don't tumble, but it's like a football going through the air. If you don't get the spiral just right, it's not going to be accurate, and it's going to wobble a little bit through the air. Where if you seat that slug properly and get the run out set properly, that thing will go through the air just like a professional NFL passer, man. It just...
talking about very fine measurements to get that correctly. Are you assessing the, how do I put it, this condition when that spiral is perfect? Isn't that to some extent random, but you're aware of it? You can't control that completely mechanically because of fine measurements, over?
It's an absolutely perfect, but you can sure tell it when you got it completely like factory ammunition.
That's what I thought. It's a feel thing as well as, you know, when you shoot and execute, and you go like, you just know, you know. It speaks tens of thousands of rounds, my friend. Over.
And like I said, it's like golf. Golf, you're not competing against the guy next to you that's in the same cart. You're competing against yourself. And you push your own capabilities to that point where you've maxed out. And that's the whole thing. You're competing against yourself.
You get to play in like pro billiards. That's pretty much the religion. Your opponent's name, I think it's Bill, but you don't know. Doesn't matter. What you've got to do is get out there and perform the task at hand with a minimum of interference in your mind. No, you just do it. It's kind of neat, but it does require exactly what you're saying. You're competing with yourself. And you get comfortable with that, then you can really do something, I suppose. Over.
and I've arrived at my destination, and I enjoyed the ride. Take it easy there, big guy. 73. And I'll talk to you again soon. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
We'll talk to you later. Nice, yeah, it's good to spend some time and learn a little about you. Oh, boy, enjoy your shooting. I know you will. This is K2YN. Bye-bye, Steve.
Yes, DI4DOS, W2G.